Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Kelly Harrop. I'd like to welcome you all for calling in, Walking in the Footsteps of Jesus Ministries, Radio Episode 84. Those who will download this program and listen to it later, I welcome you as well. Today, we're going to continue with our study on Luke Chapter 5. And we're going to be reading The Healing of a Paralytic Man. All right, my friends, before we begin, let us all pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for today. We pray, Lord, that the words that come out of my mouth will be yours, not your servants, Lord. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, we'll turn with me now to Luke chapter 5, verse 17, and let us begin. Oh, I'm sorry. No. Aha. Wrong one. I will be reading about the reading chapter 17. But I want to start with verse 12 first. The cleansing of the leper. Okay? All right. Now, there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where he was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him, and said, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said, I will do it. Be made clean. And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed that will be proof for them. The report about him spread all the more. A great crowd assembled to listen to him, to be cured of their ailments. But he withdrew to desert places to pray. You see right here, Jesus is showing his own power of healing. Do healings happen today? Well, in the church it should. But the problem is that many churches out there do not teach the powers that we are given to heal. Let me read another thing in Luke about the power of healing. Let's start with verse 17. One day, as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees, teachers of the law, but were sitting there who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with him for healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him in to this presence, but not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd. They went up to the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle in the front of Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said, As for you, your sins are forgiven. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to ask themselves, who is this who speaks of blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sin? Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, what are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easy to say, if sins are forgiven, or to rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, pick up your stretcher and go home. He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them, and all they glorified God. And struck with awe, they said, We have seen incredible things today. And right there, because of this man's faith, he was healed. Now, why did Jesus add healing to his ministry? Well, then, God never intended for anyone to be sick in the first place. He made the world perfect. Now, in Adam's sin, he let Satan have control of the world. And with Satan controlling of the world, what happened? Sickness and death came into the world. So a lot of things, such as leprosy and this man being paralyzed, we can name a lot of sicknesses that still go on today. It's because of the sin of Adam and Satan giving human beings ailments to suffer. So, what do you think Jesus does when he comes down to earth as a man? Sure, he tells everyone the truth about the Lord in his heart, because many people are getting God's law and God's heart confused. They somehow thought God's laws were somehow disobedience, like taking a newspaper to a dog that's peed on your rug and you swat it. Oh, well, Jesus showed that he's not that way, that he wants people to come home. He's willing to forgive them. And he did. And he also showed that while he was on this earth, that he was going to use his healing powers to heal the sick. And he did. Now, do these healing powers go away after Jesus went to his Father in heaven and became and sits at his right hand? Well, of course not. You know, after Pentecost, that Jesus would send his Holy Spirit down to for the apostles and anyone else who would receive him. He sent his Holy Spirit down to be part of this. And to be a part of it meant that they could do things that Jesus said through the scriptures. Jesus even said, you do greater things than I would. He was telling us because you're continuing his ministry, they would be doing greater things as he would. We know for a fact that apostles, that we know that with Peter, that the Holy Spirit used Peter's shadow to heal people. We know Paul used prayer cloth to give to people for healing. The cloth had no power, but the Holy Spirit that was upon the cloth had the power. Okay? So let's go to Acts chapter 3 and read about one of the cures the Apostle Peter did in chapter 3. Now, Peter and John were going up to the temple area at 3 o'clock hour prayer. A man crippled from birth was carried and placed at the gate temple called the Beautiful Gate. Every day to beg for alms from people who entered the temple. When he saw Peter and John going to the temple, he asked for alms. But Peter looked intensely at him, and as did John, and said, "Look at us." He paid attention to them, expecting to receive something from them. Peter said, "I have neither silver nor gold, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise and walk." Then Peter took him by the right hand and raised him up. Immediately his feet and ankles grew strong. He lifted up the stool and walked around and went into the temple with them, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as one who used to sit begging at the Beautiful Gate of the temple. They were filled with amazement and astonishment at what happened to him. Now we see right here that after Christ gave his apostles and generally anyone who would accept him as his Lord and Savior, he gave them the power of healing also. Now some churches out there, they tell you and I that the healing, the blessing that God gave to the apostles died out without them. Well, did it say that in the scripture? Did scripture prove that? Not at all. But somehow, because of years of man interfering with what was taught by the apostles, churches out there have become ignorant about their past. They read what they can do in the scriptures, but yet they don't believe that the Lord will give them these powers. You see what I mean? Like the power of prophecy, the power of healing. Sure, we believe in the power of prayer. We go to these other churches, pray for someone to be healed, and when they're healed, we praise God for it. But I'm talking about instant healing, that someone touched you and you're healed at once. These are the powers that the Lord does give us. And the thing of it is, when the churches throughout decades have not taught this, sure, they have taught the love of Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of sins, but they failed to teach the other things that is important for the church, that is important for the church body. Healing, prophecy, tongues, other gifts that are mentioned in Scripture, and they fail to emphasize these things. Rather, some try to explain it all that happened 2,000 years ago. God doesn't give us these powers anymore, but He still gives us His redemption and grace. Well, it doesn't say that in the Bible, and I would say many of these pastors out there, they're not saying this to stand in God's way. I think they really believe it because over decades and decades and years and centuries and centuries, the mainstream church has been taught this. Now you do have churches out there that to preach that you can still have these gifts of the Lord and they are out there. In fact, you find some healing in third world nations where they actually do believe in the supernatural things that happen out there. And the reason why they believe it, because they believe in the supernatural of demons, of these voodoo doctors out there, and they believe those demons, so it's easy for them to believe that the Lord can raise a human being up from the dead. They believe that through the touch, through the Holy Spirit by another man or woman, they too can be healed. You see what I mean? But in the Western world, we have westernized by putting more faith in science and theology that we stop believing it. Many churches have stopped believing it and stopped teaching it. And I would say that was a mistake of ignorance, I should say, because if you came from a denomination that started when many denominations started pulling away from the Catholic Church, they stuck with the philosophy of what the apostles taught, but they didn't believe in the healing, you might say it, and this has been taught all along. Now, are you going to go to hell because of ignorance about understanding that the gifts are still there? Of course not. But you're going to be disappointed that you could that the blessings you could have used while you walked on the earth, you could have used them because they were there for you and I to have. And that's a fact. The blessings were there. They were never supposed to be taken away. They were never supposed to be dismissed. But that is what happened. And any Catholic out there listening to me, you have to admit that during the time when Martin Luther pulled away from the church, the Catholic Church was not walking with the Lord either because many things they had done was not of God. And I can point out many Protestant denominations who pulled away had done some things that were not right with God. Because even Protestants would persecute each other for not believing in the same doctrine, which we weren't supposed to be doing in the first place, because we're supposed to be one body that is of Christ, and we shouldn't be fighting among ourselves or trying to harm each other, or trying to arrest one another for some kind of philosophy. Let us all agree that Jesus is Lord, and let us try to go back to the time and believe in the healing that the Lord has to offer, that the Lord wants you and I to have. And that the Lord wants all of us to be free from so we know all this is going on. So, what we have to remember is that when God gives us these supernatural gifts, we should be able to believe them. The fact of it is, when we fall away from it, we miss that on the blessings that God offers. So, let us never doubt about someone who has healing power, or could be slain in the spirit, or other things that are out there. I know in my walk with the Lord that it took me a while to believe in it. Yes, I believed in the Lord's grace, but I didn't understand other things of the supernatural as well, because I wasn't taught that when I went to church. Now, when I began reading more of the scripture and attending a Holy Spirit-fied church, I began understanding more and more about what the Lord was teaching us, that we could do greater things, that He, not being higher than Jesus, but He's giving us the power to do greater things. And the church should be doing greater things that are out there. We should be going out there healing. We should be going out there prophesizing. We should be doing other things that's in Scripture that the Holy Spirit blesses us with, and we should welcome it. If we don't believe in it, God's not going to force us to believe it. Believe it. Yes, I do believe we will be blessed by these blessings. No problem. Isn't that wonderful that we serve a loving God that wants you and I to share in His blessings that He offers you and I to have? I think so. Because when we start walking away from the Lord and not doing His will, we don't receive the blessing. That is true. And the fact of it is, we have to be very, how should I say it? Trying to say it without trying to sound be accused of sounding pious, because I'm not trying to be pious here. But we shouldn't look on the supernatural and be afraid of it and thinking that, well, if I'm going to say I'm crazy because I believe in the supernatural, or people just don't can't be healed from the dead anymore. Well, if you believe in science and you believe that when they use electricity to start a man or a woman's heart up again when he had died, you believe they could do that? Can you not now? I'm just using the simple things that you see in everyday occurrences when you know about people being revived back to life through what electricity means when their heart stops, right? So if you believe that, why can't you believe the Heavenly Father will give you the healing power to heal someone without having to do things of the natural world? You could do things of the supernatural world. We know that this could be done, and the church's mistake that they made, oh my goodness, it's been 1,000 years, you might say, since the 4th century, was taken away and having people stop learning about what God can do and the healing power that we get, and everything that is supernatural. And when we start doing that, and you see what happens. Nothing happens. You don't. The powers aren't there anymore because you stop believing in them. Because you have to believe that the Holy Spirit living with you can give you these works to do. If you don't believe this, it's not going to happen. Now, I'm not saying either that if you are baptized and you don't receive these gifts or tongues, or you don't receive the gift of healing, prophecy, et cetera, that somehow you're not saved. Well, you should know what's in your heart, and you feel different about yourself and feel the Holy Spirit living within you. You are saved, but there's, I would call the ignorance of what whatever church you've been to teaches you, that you don't get the full blessings of the Holy Spirit. Again, I'm not saying you're going to hell because you didn't get the full blessings. It's because of your own of ignorance that you've been taught that you don't believe in the full power that God can give you. You see what I mean? Because this is what the church teaches, so therefore, the church can't be wrong. The pastor can't be wrong. The district superintendent can't be wrong. No, the bishop can be wrong. But they can be. And I'm not criticizing your preacher or your bishop. I'm just saying they were taught the same way you did, were that when you come to Christ, that you're not going to get all these gifts that the apostles had and the first century Christians had. This is what they teach. But that is not so. The truth is, we can have these gifts. We can speak and prophesy. We can have the power of healing. And I'm not talking about healing someone with a bad back. I'm talking about real healing, raising up the dead healing, healing of someone with cancer or any other disease out there. Someone in the third world nations would believe it because they've experienced it. They have been healed from all these ailments. They have had raises from the dead. And as I said before, the reason why is because in many of our townships, they live in a supernatural area where there's demonic spirits with voodoo doctors and witch doctors out there that do all these kind of demonic things, and they believe it. So it's easy for them to believe that God can bring His Holy Spirit to debunk these demonic forces and give them powers of healing. Now, in some areas in Europe, there is a movement out there, and this Dutch minister is showing that God has given him the power to heal, and people are being healed on the streets. In some Pentecostal churches, they too have healing services which have worked, and people have been healed. And I'm not talking about I've got a bad leg on my pinky finger. Is it moving? Please touch my pinky finger to heal me. I'm not talking about the little bitty things. Of course, if your pinky does hurt, yes, I guess it would be serious to you. But I'm talking about big things, leprosy, etc., cancer, etc., 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 a big, big thing that can be healed with a touch of someone who believes in the healing factor that God gives, because it can be done. Jesus never said that when my apostles die off, I will never no longer give anyone else the power of healing. Not so. But if the establishment churches out there teach that there is no more healing anymore, but it's okay to pray for someone to be healing, well, you're kind of missing the boat there. I do believe in praying for people and believe that God could touch you through prayer. But I'm talking about, again, as I say, someone coming right up to you and just saying you can't hear and touches you by the ears and all of a sudden you can hear. God has given that person the power to heal. And I would say one of the things about getting healed is faith. You have to actually believe it, that you will be healed as well. Remember, when Jesus healed people, they showed their faith that he could do it. The crippled man who Peter took by the hand and lifted up. The man could have had no faith, but yet stayed on the floor. But he didn't, did he? He arose. Why? Because he had faith in what Peter said to him. He had faith that he would be able to walk again, walk for the first time in his life, I should say, because he was born paralytic, was he not now? So he had that faith. So part of it too, is the person having faith that a person has God giving the power to heal will be able to heal them. So that is the message for today, my friends. Let us believe and let's pray for all churches in the United States, Europe, and around the world that we get back to our origins, that we start teaching again God's powers, the power of healing, the power to cast out demonic forces, the power of speaking in tongues, the power of to prophesy, to teach, to preach everything that God has to offer up there. And that's what the Lord wants you and I to have. He wants us to have these gifts, because these gifts are offered to us. Let us in the church begin preaching these gifts again and see what happens. You might have a personal revival within your church. And with that personal revival, that's when you'll see changes happening with your church, when you see supernatural things that the Lord wants to give the church within your church. And when that happens, watch out. You're going to be turning over your whole community there, because there'll be some who won't understand what's going on. But praise the Lord that you have this chance to turn around and take away the traditions that are in your church and follow what's written by the apostles and go and remember that the power and healing of God is there for you. If you could believe in his forgiveness and his grace for you, you can also believe in that same grace that he gives to you. He'll give you blessings as well, as I've just mentioned, supernatural blessings. And that's where I'm going to end it today, my friends. My friends, I'd like to thank you all for calling in. I want to thank you all who will listen to this program later, who did call it, who did listen in. Thank you very much. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless your life. May the Lord Jesus Christ give you deep breath. May give you all the blessings that you want from him. May you be able to have those blessings and receive them. And I say this in the name of Jesus. My friends, may you have a good week. And I say this in the name of Jesus. Bye, everybody. Amen.